Good morning, church. Thank you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Happy New Year. I know you are feeling the atmosphere by faith. Thank you. Hallelujah, viewers all over the world. Happy New Year by faith. Already you are ushered there. You have been ushered to the new year. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I know the thinking of every Christian is how to remain focused. Our Christian life demand for that. I say remain focused. Amen. No matter what happened, no matter what come, your focus should not be what? Broken. Your focus should not be what? Broken. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. I know we are still asking God how to handle the service for the new year. That is the question we keep asking God. How do we undo the service for the new year? Because I know you, your faith hung on that. And as soon we receive a message from God, we'll let you know how to handle this. The Lord will give us the service we are doing now. Will lead us to that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So this is the question we keep asking. This is the reason you have not seen any message on Emmanuel TV concerning the service for the new year. I wish I meet everyone face to face today. Before the new year, which we have just few. So I can't wait to see your face and to it's not me that want to see your face. It's Prophet TB Joshua want to move around to see you. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us just reflect about the year we are waiting for. Let's reflect concerning the year that is coming and the year we are outgoing, the outgoing and incoming year. Like I have said, I will move around, and I want you to allow Prophet TB Joshua to move around. And I know viewers over there too, wherever you are, you have that present. Yes, you have that present. Thank you. They asked me to go back again. It's not you. Not you. I said, not you. It's not, I'm not talking to you. I'm not alone here. I'm not talking to you. You say, no. No, I'm not alone here. If I'm alone, you kill me. And I cannot be alone and stand before you. I know. Oh. If I'm going to be alone, I will not come out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, let's reflect about the new year, the coming year, and the outgoing. To many others, new year is one with a new possession, a new house, cars, friends, children, new job, relations. Just think about that. To many others, a new year is one with a new house, cars, husband, wife. Listen to me. Don't misquote me. Take my word. We are just reflect. I'm not. My Bible is there. I'm. You know. I'm part of you. I'm talking to you. Also talking to Mr. TB Joshua. Prophet is talking to TB Joshua, and TB Joshua is sitting with you. TB Joshua know you because it's part of you, it's one of you. It's only the prophet that is not one of you. So listen to me. To many others, a new year is one with a new house, car, job. They think they have fulfilled when they have all this. To them, it is a new year indeed. A new year, the year, let me put it this way, it's a gift from God. The year is a gift from God. A part of divine nature. A part of divine world, nature of God, you know, nature of God. What is more important to the nature of God is things of the spirit. That new year is a gift from God, a part of divine nature of God. If new year is a part of divine nature of God, in the new year, therefore, you are called to God's kinds of lifestyle. Oh, you can't hear me. Okay. Okay, I will move around. Okay? You listen to me? If year is a gift from God, a part of divine nature of God. In the year, this means in the year we are called to God's kinds of lifestyle. His divine essence. Not in time of unfaithfulness, injustice, and corruption, but of steadfastness and faithfulness and love. Can I talk to you? Liberation. Nothing of God can be possible unless our heart is pure.
Amen.
Take note of that. Because God is the reason of season. Say, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. You are celebrating God Himself. It's God. It's a part of divine nature of God. Nothing, take note, of God can be possible unless our heart is pure. The Christ tells us in the book of Matthew 5 verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you are pure in your heart, you see God this year. So the one you cannot see, you cannot talk to. It is the one you see, you can say, sir, this is my problem. And it was okay, this is what to do. But you cannot see him and you keep saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He can't hear you, you can't hear him. Whom are you talking to? Blessed are the pure in heart. They see God. You should be ready to dedicate your heart for the word of God. Meditate in it day and night. I mean, the word of God must abide in you and you must abide in it to have what we call new beginning, new year. Abide in the word, and the word abide in you. That is the season. That is the reason of celebration. You want new year in your life. Stop looking at where you are coming from and start looking at where you are going. You want a new year in your life, a new beginning. Stop looking at where you are coming from and begin to look at where you are going. Look at where you are now. Because where you are coming from is affliction, pain, disappointment. You know the life you have been living. Unrighteous, self-righteousness, labor, pain, disappointment. And Jesus said, come ye that labor, I will give rest. Come you that labor, I will give you rest. Are you here? And you are. Stop looking at where you are coming from. Where you are coming from are labor, pain, disappointment. So you want a new beginning in your life. You want a new year. Begin to look at where you are going. You, in your heart now begin to ask God to give you the grace to avoid the trap of looking back. Begin prayer. Give me the grace, Lord. Say after me, give me grace, Lord. To avoid a trap of looking back. Trap of looking back. Trap of taking back where you are coming from. Disappointment. Come, all ye that labor, I'll give rest. For you to receive this rest, you have a role to play. Show your faith, as someone who wants to receive Jesus. Begin to show your faith as someone who wants to receive Jesus. Since he said, come, all ye that labor. You have a role to play for him, for you to receive rest. You have a role. It's role, your role. Brother, how are you?
Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Hallelujah. I want to remind you the promise of God that was last Sunday, that the new money water will be out for the year. Now it is time for the work of faith. It takes faith to receive it. So the partner all over the world, like I have said, so the places all over the world, we, by the grace of God, we are beginning to have an offices in each country and continent anywhere. Not that it's not available, it's available in million thousand, but to give it out by God's instruction. It's not something like the former one. So this is the instruction on it is so, it's still very, very strict. And I keep listening, how do I give it? You know how it came. This is the first time we don't have money water in the circulation. You can't find it anywhere before this came out. That is to show that something unique. But to get it, so it's out. It's out. This one make money insufficient. If you have billion, you may not even be able to get it because of the procedure. God said he wants to revive the world. And those who receive this will be revived. And it's out to fight the hardship and demon that caused you to lose control and commit shameful acts. It's how to fight it. That is it. And I will have a great relief this new year because of the great relief. possible. You have it, you only come and give thanks to God. Okay, this is it. This is it. Thank you. The great content in it is blessing. Because it is clear that today there is no sickness but poverty and hardship. When you are poor, even if you are not poor and you cannot reach what you need, the essential thing you need to eat, and you eat wrong food, you are likely to fall sick. It can cause sickness, disease, and whatever. Environment everywhere, you hear the pollution everywhere. Everywhere, all over the world. Hardship and poverty are the cause of challenges you are facing today. Your responsibility is so much, is bigger than what you have. And you cannot manage the little you have. So it fights the hardship and poverty. And disgrace the greedy people. You will not know when you carry your thing and give it. Because God will give you so much, will be giving you so much, and as He give you so much, your heart will not be at rest until you give it to the needy too. When you receive 10, you give 5 out of it. To the needy, to the poor, to the orphan. Care for them. So this is it. I've used 10 packets of this on my own because I need it. So I need it so that I'll not go to prayer line. 10. So I'm a good, I can testify to it here. Tell you that, look, yes. God is what He says He is. So thank you. I hope your hope is strong now. So before now, what is going to happen now? You have hope now. The hope is, how will I get this? Not the same way you got the other one. This one is quite different. I'm going to monitor it because it will affect the power of God here. If you don't follow the procedure, just follow procedure. Follow procedure, but it's there for you. So I don't know, each group 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. So that is just straight, you send it back. Send it back. Okay, make sure you are sincere over it. If you receive it, you open it, collect it till we finish the service, okay? Okay, maybe you wait when we finish service, each group outside, people there, please, usher, come on, I'll release them. So that when you spray it, you know what I'm talking about. Usher, so you help me, where is usher here? Call me the usher, please. You can't group like this. You see the session like this. This is row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I will just give one here, so spread it. Spread it, turn it, take it back. If you keep it too much delay, you will sleep here. They will wake you up, you say, no, I want to sleep in the church. Remember, tomorrow is New Year. Okay, so you bring, you see, this is row here. Can you see? One, two, three, four. So you just help me count how many row like that in the church outside, so that I give you, you give each pack to them, so they can. Strong love, love. And when you start it here, you continue. So that's it. So we bring it up, we give you. You just spread it, give it to other people and let them spread it. You now notice from now to an hour to hour what happened to you. Three pack of this we mix together and we are spraying in your mouth and you say, I'm a apata, I'm this. Just three pack. But now you want to receive the content, the full content, undiluted one. You want to just spread it in your body here, here, and give it to someone. Okay? So let usher. Please, we are waiting for you, usher. Thank you. Yes, remember the message you could not allow me to deliver. Because you want deliverance, you want this. Along the line, I just, people begin to shout. God is the reason for the year. Tell your neighbor. God is the reason for the year. Look, nothing of God can be possible without our heart is pure. That is why you keep trying and trying by error, trying by error, trying by error. It's not possible. God is the reason for the year. Nothing of God, if nothing of God can be possible unless our heart is pure. Christ tells us in Matthew 5 verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. In the year, that is why you keep trying and trying and trying. The right application, you did this, you did that, you did that, you pray and pray. Because heart is not pure. Grudging, pain of the past, holding offense. Forgive us as we forgive those who sin against us. This is our confession, but we fail to follow this. Forgive us, as we forgive me as you forgive, as I forgive those who sin against us. This is our belief, but we fail to follow this structure. Nothing of God in the year, nothing of God can be possible unless our heart is pure. So you have to dedicate your heart to the Word of God. Your heart. The Word of God is not to memorize or what, but dedicate it to the Word of God. Meditate in it day and night. I mean, you have to be abide in the Word. Let the Word abide in you, and you abide in it. Let the Word of God abide in you, and you look at my faith bracelets. This is why we came out with this. My own is here. I've been wearing it. If I wear this, someone will just come to me and say, sir, I dreamt Jesus said you should give me this. What will I say? The name Jesus is, I will not say, oh, sorry, you can take it, man. And 90% of that kind of dream is fake, you. What will I do? So I decided I put it in my pocket. Put it in my pocket. So this is why we came out with this. to help you as you are sitting now. You are supposed to fire on. Take more of me. Give me more of you. Take more of me. Give me more of you. Oh Lord Jesus. This is what we mean by meditate in me day and night. All those days in the house, you sit watching your television, watching all sort of program, which as you are watching your program, fire on. Before you sleep, it's not any time, every time you can go on your altar and on your knee and pray before going on your bed. Sometimes you get so tired. You just go on your bed, let it be your hand, take more of me, take more of me, take more of me. You sleep off. Inside the plane, inside the vehicle. But some people seem to turn it as a fashion now. And they are going and say, which color? Blue. Red, yellow, blue, blue, color, color. I said, well done. So this is nothing of God can be possible unless your heart is pure. Pure means free spirit. But your heart is not free. Your heart is not free. There you think of affliction, you think of your problem, you think of your debt, you think of this, you think of how to get what, you think of how to celebrate the year. Well, what is that? You need free spirit to contact God, to contact the Spirit of God. Nothing of God can be possible unless your heart is free. So dedicate your heart to the Word of God. See, this will help you to dedicate it. By the time you continue to, it will become an integral of your being. Take more of me, be more of you, get more of me. You have to dedicate your heart to the Word of God. Meditate in it day and night. Let the Word abide in you and you in it. To have a new beginning, which we call Happy New Year. The way the girl must dominate your heart. It must dominate in your heart. It's not just by reading, by meditation. Meditation brings revelation. Then you can stop looking, thinking about where you are coming from. You are coming from unrighteousness. Which boasts in itself. When we have breakthrough, we say, hey, it's by your hard work. But when failure comes, you begin to look for a scapegoat. Why God is not answering me? I attend church regularly. But when you are okay, you never. Self-righteousness, labor, pain. This coming year, I'm supposed to bring the revelation, what you should expect next year. I compile everything. Just looking at it, many of those things are those things you know already. Because the sign we are seeing now cannot be overcome just in a year. Before you can begin to talk of a relief, you'll be talking of 2019. This coming year is a year you must be ready to fight the battle. It's a battle year. Battle to survive. Battle to what? To survive. Don't just begin to pour your money. You want to do business, build on this, build on this. To survive. Think of your survivor. It's a year your children need to sit at your feet and learn from you. They need to sit at your feet and learn from you, your children. And share your experience with them. A year, children need to sit at the feet of their parents and learn from them what the experience is everywhere. It's a parable. I will bring the prophecy, I'll bring the revelation to you. I will bring it. But I don't know. Before you, I give you, take your time to go through what I said last year. And go and read more about what I said last year. And then just look at what I've said last year. So that when you receive this, you will not be ignorant. Because we are in a warfare where serious-minded will be victorious. Usher, we are waiting. So when you receive just one, just it should not spend a second. Give it. Your passion to give it in time will make it work. Your passion to delay it will make it water. Tell your neighbor. And I know instead of spraying it in your body now, you spray it in your mouth. Don't spray acid in your mouth, oh. Because I know you know here. Here, yes, do that. Do that. Because you spray it in your mouth, I am not giving instruction to you. If you ask you to spray it in your mouth, you know man is a rebellion. You will now pretend as if you are falling in spirit. Not lie. Don't listen to anyone that falls in spirit. If anybody falls in spirit, just collect it and throw the person away on the floor. So Usher, please, can you tell Usher we are waiting for them, please? So, when you dedicate your mind, your heart, to the word of God, you have that ability from God to stop looking or thinking about where you are coming from and start looking at where you are going. That is an ability from God. It's not possible for anyone to just say, no, I forget about my past. No, without God. Because only that information Satan has about you, your past. It appears that is the only information Satan has, your past. So how many?
All together, church.
Okay. Can you go and bring the carton, just one? And can you please educate them out there? Okay, go and bring carton of it. Well, if you are not receiving it, there are the costs. Okay, let's start our prayer, because I'm still going to meet you at the back of the church. Okay? I have the urge that if people should minister it before you leave here. I have that urge. I don't know. I have that urge. Okay? So since it's out, you should wait patiently to receive it. Okay? Not today. Don't force God to receive it. This is not an issue of might and power. Okay? Okay? So please, once you have this part, that is it. You don't need any other one. So you give testimony. Thank you. Thank you. Rise up for prayer. So rise. The awareness that you are in the presence of God. You have to have this awareness now. Not in the presence of man, but presence of God. In his presence, we are content. You must have that contentment already. That yes. Yes, it's done. It's done. It's done. Yes. In your presence.
In your presence, I am content. In your presence, I am content.
To that, in his presence, no doubt. If you are standing here and you are still doubting in me, you are not in his presence. Thinking of your headache, thinking of your pain, thinking of how to get it, that is symptom of doubting. Symptom of what? Symptom of doubt. How will I get it? How will I see man of God today? The crowd is too much. Come and see me here. How will I see him? And I want to see him. He must talk to me. He must counsel me. These are the symptoms of doubt. How will this thing be over? I have the pain. Will this? I thought this man would touch me. He's not touching me. Now it's mass prayer. What is going to happen? Okay, let me watch. What is going to happen? I say pray. You are looking at the people that jumping, that vomiting. Those people that vomiting should be the blessing for you to help your faith grow. These are the symptoms of doubt. In his presence, Contentment. You see people laugh when they're in the presence of God. They say, why are you laughing? I'm just happy. That is the presence of God. I'm just too happy. Oh, he's done. This is the time now you begin to confess that you begin to have that feeling before we start praying. He's done. It's done. Thank you, Lord. It's done, but you don't know how much. But it's done, but you don't know how much. So after prayer, you know how much. But you must confess it's done. How much you don't know. But after prayer, you know how much. But there's nothing like confession. There's nothing. You need to think about your pay, how to get out of it in this present. Unclean spirit, demon, they know they will surrender in the name of Jesus. The challenge you have, know he will surrender in the name of Jesus. But you that carry that challenges, it seems you don't know that the challenge will surrender. Can you imagine the trouble you are having? He said no, he will surrender. The name of Jesus is above all. Above all power. That you be going in your heart above. There's no other name, no other power, unless you don't know the power you are under. It is sometimes when you begin to doubt, thinking of how to go about it in the presence of God, you don't know the power you are under. When you know the power you are under, you'll be lucky, you'll be happy that hey. At last, tell your neighbor, at last. This is it. At last. At last. Come into that conviction now. Let everyone be convinced in his heart. Be convinced in your heart. If you are not convinced, you cannot receive in your heart. Be convinced that it's over at last. I know you are one of the people I want to talk to today. It's not everyone I want to talk to here. Those who I want to talk to will receive. You know, it's not, you can see crowd.
You can see crowds, but how many? How many of these crowds are here? We are talking to your heart. We are talking to your spirit. Your spirit is our contact. It's not your body. It's not your appearance. How many spirits are here? How many the heart are here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right now, begin to release yourself if you are not here. Release yourself. Open your lips. If you are not here fully, open your lips and begin to release yourself. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Here I am, Lord. Use me, Lord. Here I am. Use me. Open your lips. Open your lips. Surrender. Surrender. Be available. Be available. Use me as a vessel. Use me as a vessel, Lord. Use me for your project. In Jesus Christ's name. Viewers all over the world. Be available, be available. You are available, be available. Surrender. Open your heart. It is your heart. It is the prayer room. Your heart is the prayer room. Your heart is the prayer room. Open your lips. Ask God to use you. Use me as a vessel, Lord. Vessel of honor. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me. Use me, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Let us go. Are you going? Are you following me? Are you going along with me? We are going. There's a realm we need to reach now before we begin to plug. Reef. Realm. So you are going to leave this body. Tell your neighbor, you are going to leave this body now. Now. Are you afraid? When I say you are going to leave the body, say which body I'm going to leave. I'm not going to leave my body. You are going to leave this body now. Yes, this must leave this body to be connected in Jesus Christ's name. Something you must establish. Devil know he will surrender at calling the name Jesus. At command of the name Jesus, devil know, evil spirit know. Your challenge, no. Your trouble, no. Your situation, no. They know they will surrender. Amen. So don't panic. Don't panic. They know. That is the name. Above all, at the command of the name Jesus, Peter walked on the sea at the command of the name Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus regained his sight. It's terrible. The name Jesus never a sickness, never a disease, never a body, never a trouble can stand at the call the name Jesus. Get ready. Be ready. I'm preparing you because today is a special day. The only last Sunday of the year.
Think about it. Only last Sunday. I just had to prepare your mind to prepare you. Oh, the only last Sunday. It will, the day, today will not go without being remembered. The day you are delivered. The day you are healed. The day you are blessed. The day you are free.